This is Mohammed Nasser. I'm OHMAD, an SSER dictating for Dr. Mara Elder. Data services of January 24, 2013. Patient name is Charlene Jones, CHARLENE space JONES. Date of birth is 10/6/1970. Primary care physician, please call and paste. Primary care and referring physician information on page 1 of note, March 12, 2012. Here, next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Jones, JONES, with the best medical history, sitting for hypertension, systemic lupus, erythematosus, diabetes, mellitus, hypothyroidism, arthritis. She came into our clinic today as a follow up.
And so I look at the GPS, and Monty's GPS is trying to get us into Canada, then
on today's visit.
Exactly 1 mile.
Patient denies
east or west, and then
any chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitation, resuscitable. And or lower lymphedema. She also denies any syncopal and lower limb claudications. Here, next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, one, SLE, next number.
Opened up a secret passageway.
Diabetes mellitus, next number, hypothyroidism, period, next paragraph, surgical history, not significant. Period, next paragraph, social history, she denies any smoking, drinking, alcohol, or intravenous drug use. Period, next paragraph, family history, not contributory. Allergies, this patient is allergic to penicillin. Period, next paragraph, current medications, one metformin, 500 milligrams. Next number, Colcon, M20MEQ. Next number, Plaquenil, 200 milligrams. Next number, MURAN, 50 milligrams. Next number, Lisinopril, 40 milligrams. Next number, Novolog, 70/30. Next number, prednisone, 10 milligrams. Next number, Norvex, 10 milligrams. Period, next paragraph, physical examination. Just a vital signs, blood pressure on today's visit is 149/100.
I'm driving, I cannot lay low, man.
Pulse rate is 96, weight is 151 pounds, height is 5 feet 2 inches. Please cut and paste normal field exam template. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic tests. EKG done on January 24, 2013. Showed a heart rate of 94 beats per minute with a normal sinus rhythm.
And even when he went to his PCP, still high on December, but he doesn't monitor at home. He has no history, he doesn't smoke nothing. He just drinks okay.
Period. Next paragraph, two-dimension echocardiogram done on December 10, 2012. Showed a normal left ventricular size with mildly increased left ventricular wall thickness, and showed a normal left ventricular systolic function. Ejection fraction is approximately 55% to 60%.
I'm just hanging out to my phone. That's all I need.
Echo also showed a trace of mitral regurgitation and a trace of aortic valve regurgitation. Period, next paragraph. Just chest is done on March 6, 2012. Showed left ventricular myocardial perfusion was abnormal. Left ventricular myocardial perfusion consistent with zero or one vessel disease.
And you were, you know, taking the rounds at my cell phone.
The AV global test, left ventricular function was normal. Right ventricular perfusion was normal. Global right ventricular function was normal. Right ventricular volume was normal. Scan significant was abnormal and indicates a low risk of heart cardiac event. Left ventricular dilation was normal, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac catheterization done on 3/14/2012.
Thank you, because the team just started taking patients yesterday, so okay. There'll be a lot of pressure for them.
I just need to see the patient. So I think they're doing a
I think you dictated a patient.
Show there is no obstructive coronary disease.
You took my iPod to dictate the patient. Do you remember?
With the left ventricular systolic function greater than 70% and a hypodynamic left ventricular function. Period, next paragraph.
No.
Period, next paragraph. Dexa bone scan.
So what's up with you, you said?
Dexa bone density exam.
Good. You've done with all your
done on December 10, 2012. Show that bone mineral density is in the normal range.
And are
period. Next paragraph.
Maybe in January. Maybe in the
pulmonary function test.
Okay.
Done on December 10. 2012.
I thought Firas finished his.
He did. Yeah, but sometimes he just steps in, just yeah. You know, hang out. We see patients, but we have a lot of fun as well. Yeah, we joke around, tell stories.
Show that the FVC and FEV1. Are decreased, but the FEV1 FVC ratio is normal.
So you are in math this year?
Yes.
Total lung capacity and residual volume were reduced.
Alhamdulillah, very good. So far, so good.
The diffusion capacity is normal. Period oxygen saturation by pulse oximetry on room air at rest is normal. Period.
Thinking of the ranking order, just going through their packets. They usually give you packets with their contract.
Laboratory.
Just going through them, choosing which are
results.
The program to rank higher.
Mm-hmm. Show the HbA1c at 6.8.
For
insulin medicine,
that's why. All of them.
Sodium at 141, potassium at 3.7, chloride at 107, carbon dioxide at 25.
Nice time.
Glucose at 166.
If it's gone, just know I stole it.
Urea nitrogen at 11, creatine at 0.7.
And
a cholesterol,
this is
HDL at 44, LDL at 69, and triglycerides at 199.
So tell me about Syria.
here, next paragraph.
What was it like in a CEO?
My best?
Are you sure about that?
To me.
Oh, okay.
More
to me. Can I stand up and say Pakistan's the best? And it's, they're both third world countries.
Assessment and plan. Corn, coronary artery disease. She is high risk. She is diabetic and hypertensive as well. As stress test that was abnormal. She is a post status heart catheterization done on March 14, 2012, showed no obstructive coronary artery disease with a hypodynamic left ventricular systolic function period. Patient is to continue her normal current medical medication regimen and is to follow up in 6 months with us to further assess her status. Period. Patient is also advised to continue seeing her primary care physician. Period. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, her blood pressure is 149 over 100, which is moderately high. Patient stated that she did not take her medications this morning. Period. So we have recommended her to continue her current medications and to follow up with her primary care physician in regard to this matter. And period. Next number, congestive heart failure. On her last visit, she was presenting with shortness of breath, so we recommended a 2D echocardiogram to assess any changes in her left ventricular. Period. Results of her 2D echocardiogram showed a ejection fraction of 55% to 60% with normal left ventricular systolic function with moderately to mild increased thickness of the left ventricular wall. Period. They also showed a trace of aortic valve regurgitation and a trace of tricuspid valve regurgitation. Period. Patient is to follow up with us in 6 months to further assess her congestive heart failure. Period. Next number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. On today's visit, she is denying any shortness of breath or chest pain in comparison to her last visit where she had episodes of shortness of breath, period. A pulmonary function test was done after that showed a decrease in FVC and FEV1, but the FEV1-FVC ratio was normal. The shape of the flow volume loop was consistent with restrictive lung disease. and there was no significant improvement of FEV1 after inhalation of a bronchodilator.
Say in 3 months or 2 months.
Oxygen saturation by pulse oximetry on room air at rest was normal. Period. Patient is to continue to follow up with her. Rheumatologists, in regards to her SLE. And her COPD.
Yeah, there's no pattern to it.
It's not a controversial.
Period.
But I don't see palpitations. I don't see bilateral lower limb edema.
Next number. Diabetes mellitus. She is a known case to have. She is known to have diabetes mellitus.
That's good.
Blood lab results showed HbA1c at 6.8. Here, your patient states that her blood glucose on average is between 105 to 120. And she states that she takes it. She also states that she checks her glucose twice a day, which on average is between 105 to 120. Period. We have recommended her to continue on her current medication and advise her lifestyle modifications. Patient is also to follow up with her primary care physician in regard to this matter. Her next number, systematic lupus erythematosus. She also known to have systematic lupus erythematosus. We have recommended her that she should follow up with a rheumatologist for this purpose. Period. Thank you for following us. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Miss Charlene Jones, CHARLENE, space JONES, period. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Miss Charlene Jones back in 6 months. Period. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much, sincerely. Mohammed Nasser, MOHMEDNASSER. Dictating for Dr. Meher Elfler with all board certifications. Send it to the patient. Thank you.